Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Steve here. None of the scenarios on this show are based on actual events. Believe it or not, they're completely made up. Enjoy!
I'm Griffin.
And I'm Steve, and I'm Bones.
And this is Killed to Death.
And it's the improvised true crime podcast.
But you gotta listen. Now, Steve, you are this weekend getting
That's
together
good.
With some high school friends.
Well, middle school.
Middle school
Sorry.
Friends. Sorry.
Sorry.
Listeners will know that obviously it's Eric, Akal, Drew, that gang.
That gang, yes.
But there's actually some other old middle school friends that are coming that you haven't seen in quite a while. Isn't that correct? Isn't that correct?
Yes, that is very correct. And you know some of them.
I do know some of them. Yeah, you showed me the guest list, and I do know about some of these guys.
Yeah, it's a middle school reunion because people do high school reunions, but they never do middle school reunions. So we thought we'd do our own. We got in contact with as many people we can.
Who are you most excited to see?
Honestly, to be honest, probably Mr. Hesketh, our math slash canoe teacher.
Yeah.
He ran all the backpacking trips, and he also taught us math. So I'd just love to know what he's up to. I mean,
and
we
he taught
seen him
you
in
canoe.
So long.
In addition
That's
to
right.
the outbacking trips, there was you guys had a specific class.
Well, that was canoe making.
Oh, he did. He was the woodshop teacher.
And then we got to put them to the test: sink or swim.
And
we sank. They're truly, though, a real anecdote for that for those group outing trips, which you know you were a camping man or like a out tripping. Man, is that what it's called? Out tripping?
Yes.
Okay. So for one of those type like canoe camping trips, you had to do the swim test in clothes, and I wore jeans for it, and I was fighting for my life so hard trying to like tread water in a pair of jeans. It was hell, and it was a terrible decision.
And that was for math?
But yeah, you had to count how long you're in the water for.
See how long it takes before you run out of air.
Yeah.
I'm actually kind of disappointed. You invited bad Steve.
Yes. Yeah, well, there were two Steves in our class, and I showed up first on day one. I got, obviously, the better nickname, Bones, and then he went as bad Steve.
He is affectionately known as Bad Bones when he gets
right.
a nickname.
What you gonna do?
Yeah, and he does look exactly like you.
Mm-hmm.
Which is tough.
Why is that tough?
Well, it's tough for you, I'm sure.
Oh, no. Everyone knew he was a bad one because he wore his hat backwards and he had sunglasses on.
He would always say,
he was
whatever.
In tattoos, and he was always smoking a cigarette. He kept the pack tucked in his like sleeve that he had rolled up. Yeah, so I don't think there was ever a real distinction. Everyone knew.
He
I did
Lego
robotics.
He could swim so well in jeans.
Yeah, exactly. We were very different.
He was awesome.
Yeah.
Everyone loved Bad Steve.
And I'm excited to see what bad stuff he's been up to.
Smoking, wearing sunglasses.
Well, I hope he still is. I hope he's doing well. I hope he hasn't changed, you know, because people shouldn't. Which, of course, leads me to the person I'm second most excited about, which is, of course, is... Molly Ringwald.
Molly Ringwald, yeah. She went to your middle school.
Yeah.
And she was old at the time.
Yeah, she said she was studying for a role. And she was deep undercover.
When were you in middle school?
This would have been 83. I don't know. It's all a blur, man. But I definitely know she was there, and I definitely know she'd come to all of our Shakespeare rehearsals, and she's just said, "I just want to see how you guys do it." Is this what it's really like? She kept saying, "Oh, so this is what it's like," and would take
notes. It's crazy that she never went to school herself.
I heard she jumped around and went to a lot of these different middle schools and would just pop in and would just observe.
And
just
every time she said, "Oh, so this is what it's like."
Yeah. I mean, maybe we were showing her a little something new. I don't know. Maybe she'd never seen a bad Steve before. he was the lead.
Apparently the butcher is coming. Not as a guest or as catering, but as the entertainment. You were telling me?
We couldn't get the baker or the candlestick maker, so this is the next
best
band.
Guy.
He's a band of sorts. He does that knife sharpening thing where you like hit the knives together.
Oh yeah.
It's percussion adjacent.
Chop the head off a fish.
Yeah.
Is a butcher allowed to work with fish?
Is that a fisherman?
Who cuts the head off a fish?
I imagine that is like a sushi chef, to be honest.
Right. Yeah, because you don't imagine when I'm picturing a butcher's shop. There's no fish hanging there. It's only huge cow pieces.
No, not traditionally. The fish section, if you think of like a Loblaws, the fish section is separate from like the deli. Interesting. Yeah. And that's where they have the creepy full fish just laid out there.
So the butcher... Don't let him touch the fish, Steve. He's not allowed.
Eyes? Oh, okay. He specifically mentioned he was bringing fish.
He can't!
All right, I'll email him.
Steve, speaking of butching and knives and killing...
Oh, God.
Would you like to solve a murder?
Yeah, okay.
The victim, Timothy O'Toole, found dead at the bottom of a laundry chute. Today's guest, Shania O'Brien, butler who found the body. Shania, hello.
Hi there. I just want to start off saying that it is an absolute pleasure to be here with y'all today. And
oh, really? Because I would assume the circumstances are bad.
Well, sorry, let me go back a bit. It's a terrible tragedy. Don't get me started there. But I guess what I'm saying is that, well, I'm a big fan.
We might have to get you started on the terrible tragedy at some point. I'm sorry to say.
We're going to get
eventually
there.
Don't get me wrong.
We're going to talk about it.
Did you see Ryerson Riot?
I did. That was the first...
What was your favorite sketch?
That was the first thing I saw. And I just said after that, these are the people for me. And I will follow them to the day I die.
Wow. 100%. So it's so nice. I'm so glad a murder happened in your life and you could finally be on the show.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, like I said before, terrible tragedy. Yeah, I'll take it with me for the rest of my life.
Started.
Don't get me started on this murder, or I will just go all day about it. I will. And I see the times on these. They're only about 50 minutes long. So if you get me started, I'll just keep going, you know?
Ooh, so. I smell a two-parter.
Yes.
Our first ever two-parter.
It might be. Yeah.
Are you from the South?
You know, I've been all over, and I'm one of those kids that my dad, we moved around everywhere. So, you know, I grew up.
Yeah, he was Johnny Cash.
Yes. Well, he wanted to be, let me tell you that.
Little Rock to move.
We've been to. Yeah. Yeah, it was a tough growing up, definitely.
So he was a musician.
He was, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he was bluegrass.
Are you a musician yourself?
I'm not. No, you don't want to hand me anything with strings.
Don't get you started on
Don't get me started, no.
We would not want to hand you something with strings.
No, because we, yeah,
not even a ball of yarn.
Let's just say I didn't yarn. Get the talent.
It's string, but it's not. I guess it's yarn. So you know what? Point
actually,
taken.
No, I'm good with yarn. It's funny you say that. I'm actually guy. Amazing with it. Yeah.
You've seen Riot?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're amazing with yarn.
Yeah.
Do you mean knitting, crocheting, or
Cat's Cradle?
Not getting all freaked of the above. Out when you see it.
All of it. Yeah. I knit the outer layer of the couch I'm sitting on right now.
Yeah, describe what you're wearing too. That looks
yeah.
yarn.
Yeah, so this is entirely yarn, and from the outside you can't quite tell because it's so tightly woven that it looks almost like denim, you know. So a lot
but
of people
the inside,
say
it's really loose.
It's very loose on the inside. So yeah, I call it my yarn denim.
Apt.
My yarn denim jacket, you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Sorry. It's a jacket, I should say, for the folks listening in there.
But yarn is not your profession. Music is not your profession. You are a butler.
I am a butler at heart. You know, they say that some people just...
And by trade.
And by trade. But it is true that they say some people come in here just knowing exactly what it is they want to do. And that was me. You know, ever since I was a baby, I was bringing people things on trays and I was, you know, just showing up at people's doorways and asking them if they needed anything from me since I was a baby. So.
Wow.
Just a little toddler like waddles up to the doorway and says, "Do you need anything from me?"
Those were my first words. My daddy never let me hear anything different. Yeah.
So that must have been tough moving around a lot and getting acquainted with new places and new people to try and work for. Or were you? How do you get into butlering? Did you start just with volunteering?
Well, there's a big community, and most people overlook it, but it is a college program, and you can't find it in most colleges. It's on there. You just got to look for it.
Someone's got to take care of the dean.
Yep, exactly. And that's
where did
usually,
you go?
I went to Butterhouse College, and I loved it there. Like, I am full school pride for Butterhouse, and...
their school colors of just faint yellow.
Just faint yellow. And the school mascot is a sheep, which I find a little off, but it's okay. Hmm. We love it. Hmm. We love Butterhouse.
Go Sheeps, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, we love it there. Yeah.
And then you got into doing it as a full-time job.
Yeah, sorry. No, of course. So I went to Butter College. And three years of butlering, believe me, after that, I was questioning, is this really what I want to do? I mean, it's like every day you're butlering. And so I actually took a year off where I was like, is there something else for me? And of course, I was led straight back to butlering. I moved to London, England, and... in London, I was like, I am not doing this anymore. Like, this can't, it's too much for me. It takes too much out of my psyche. And, you know, school just kind of made it something that it wasn't for me. Does that make sense? Like, it was just sort of, it felt like work. It didn't feel like something
right.
I loved.
It that can happen when you, like, monetize your passion like
100%.
That.
100%. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but no...
Like us in this podcast.
Yeah, well, I certainly hope you still love doing this.
Yeah, I hope it never happens.
The moment we start making money off this.
If people still get murdered, you guys will be fine. People will always get murdered.
That's true.
And here's hoping. Yeah.
Yeah.
God willing.
God willing. Yeah.
So you moved to London, and are you saying... you did something else?
Well, no. I mean, on that year off, I kind of just took it easy. You know, I was dating and I was kind of traveling a bit around, you know, the area.
Can you not date when you're a butler?
No. No, it's very similar to priesthood, and you take an oath. You take an oath to these people, and you really have to.
What is?
Yeah.
What is the oath? Like, let's say Steve was your, you know, new. What do you? What would you call it?
Well,
not an employer, but
I mean, it's the butler oath of sincerity is what it's called, and it's very simple.
Okay.
It's just three lines. It's
put your hand on the silver platter.
Sort of. You
but then put the lid of the silver tray on top of your hand.
Absolutely.
And then you open it up and present your hand.
It's in a thumbs up.
I mean, it's not that far off from that. I know from an outside perspective, this seems insane, but it's like we take this so seriously, you know? Right. Like,
sorry, we interrupted. What are those three lines?
It is very simple. It's just, I oath to be a butler from here and from now. I oath to be a butler from here and from now. Exactly. And then the second part goes, I promise to always answer to every call that is called but for a butler. And the last line is, I oath it till the day I die, I butler to the day I live. It's very simple, but, you know, it calls from the heart, and it's, that's what it's all about.
Well, it's a simple message.
It is.
But
it comes from the heart.
It does come
absolutely
from the heart.
Yeah. And, you know, I felt bad on my year off. I was like, what am I doing? You know, I have this passion, and
I'm dating.
I was dating people, right? And I was like, who in the gosh darn do I think I am going out there searching for love when my purpose is to serve, you know?
Mm-hmm. You must have been very interesting, though, on the dates, because none of these people would have probably ever gone on a date with a butler, given that they can't date.
You'd be surprised.
Yeah. Oh, some people break the promise, which, by the way, doesn't sound like there's anything in the oath
about not dating. What you can and can't do.
Listen, there's an entire book, right?
It's implied,
that's just
I guess.
Sort of the summary of.
Okay.
But no, I was going to say you'd be surprised because it's not necessarily that, you know, butlers are out there dating. It's more that it's a fetish for other people. To date butlers.
I don't know this community.
It's a whole community, and you know,
I do know that the maid costume is very like that's one of the classic go-tos
fantasy,
for
yes.
sexy costume.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
But I don't know if I've seen that for butlers.
You know, I don't know what
a bald cap.
I don't know what it is because I'm on the other side of it, but. Mm. Yeah, I have been asked to wear a bald cap before, and, you know, I spit out my water because I said, that's not what being a butler's all about, you know what I mean? But
it's not just about being bald.
No, and I think that is one of the biggest misconceptions about being a butler, I would say.
Mm-hmm. That's what I thought, to be honest.
People are shocked when they see I have hair. Shocked about it.
And that your name isn't, you know, Jarvis or
absolutely,
Jesus.
You know, Shania O'Brien.
Yeah, you're not British.
No.
That's right.
I'm not. you would never know that I'm not British. Well, you would. You'd never know it for a day.
Yeah, that's going to shock some of the listeners.
yeah. No, I enjoyed my time in London, though, absolutely. Lot of nice people there.
It doesn't sound like it. I thought you didn't know what to do with yourself.
Well, yes, but can we agree that, you know, when you look back at your life, some of the best times are when you're uncomfortable and living on the edge and confused and just totally out of your element. But that's where you grow.
Like when you're,
you know,
treading water and the jeans are like pulling you to the bottom of the pool and in those moments.
You loved that.
Yeah, looking back, I'm like, that's probably the best time in my life.
Absolutely.
Those jeans are going to be your best man.
I will say, we tried for a bit to do a kind of, you know, Brotherhood of the Traveling Wet jeans. And we would wear them and jump into different bodies of water with them and stuff. But
they got gross fast.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I love that. I love a brotherhood, you know? Everybody's got to have a brotherhood, right?
Well, you have your community of butlers, right? Like, I mean, how did you find them? Is it when you got your first job after that and someone reached out?
Yeah, well, a lot of us met in college, right? And we kept in touch, but there's communities all over the internet. Yes, butter. Reddit. There's a massive Reddit butler community out there. Subreddit.
For the fetishists or for the actual
butlers? For butlers themselves. Absolutely. Mm. Yeah. And there's an app.
I bet there's some creeps on there, though.
What?
Because it's an all butler Reddit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's creeps out there.
And it's Reddit.
I don't
want
to suggest. You're right. No need, nothing more needed to be said.
Yeah.
So let's talk about Timothy O'Toole then. Mm-hmm. How long have you been oathed to him?
Oh, well, Timothy O'Toole was not the owner of this house. Let me get that first off.
Oh.
Yeah. No.
Who was?
His name was Danny Joseph. He was a great man, but he had guests coming in and out all the time. And, you know, Timothy, he was around quite a bit. I was not oathed to Timothy. I want to make that clear.
So Timothy was a friend of Danny, who was the person you were oathed to.
He was a client. He was a client of Danny Joe's.
A client.
So what line of work, first of all, was Danny Joe in?
Well, Danny Joe, it's funny because he didn't talk too much about exactly what it was that he did. I think there was a little of, you know, secrecy there. He said that he sold pools to wealthy people. But I think that there was...
But you're suspicious of
something else going on. And, you know, me and the other housekeeping and stuff, we had talked about it. And we think there was some mob stuff going on there for sure.
Did he always wink when he said pool?
Here's the thing.
Hey, just finished cleaning another pool.
I don't think he was a pool cleaner.
Selling.
Danny Joe did not clean pools. I want to make that clear. And here's the strangest part about it. He didn't have a pool of his own. And that's what I found the most suspicious.
You think he could have got a deal.
Exactly. He was a weird guy. But I mean, don't get me started on Danny Joe, because I'll go all day about him. Yeah.
Okay, best not then. So let's talk about Timothy.
Yeah.
A client, meaning that
he kept coming back to buy pools.
Buying more and more pools.
I know how it looks, but yeah,
he was a
pool lover. He was a big swimmer guy, very well off. So he had a bunch of properties, and each one, basically every month, he was like, we need something done with the pool. We need a new pool shape. We need a new pool level. We need a new, you know, fountain at the water slide at the top of the pool. All the fixes. He was coming all the way back for it, you know, so.
Right, but you don't think it was actually pools?
No.
You think there was something more nefarious?
I think that, listen. Oh, God, I promised myself I wasn't going to say this on here, but I think I have a pretty good suspicion that they were burying monies under the pools. And they possibly could have been burying other things, but all I can say is, you know, that's a lot of big holes to be digging around the country, you know, to just
be
pools.
That's a lot of big holes to be digging around the country.
Exactly. Yeah.
And you didn't want to say that when you came on here. I'm sorry you had to say that.
No! No, of course I didn't want to say that.
Yeah.
Who do,
yeah.
How do
Everything
I
is
know?
Safe on this show.
Yeah. Somebody can yeah. find me, but it, you know, or come mm-hmm. at me and say, who do you think you are going and spreading rumors about our pools, about my family's mm-hmm. pool, mm-hmm. about what's underneath
There's
it.
No monies under there.
Exactly. I don't think so. I think there is monies and other things.
Well, right before break, I want to talk briefly about you finding Tomothy's body.
Yeah. Yeah.
At the bottom of the laundry chute. So is the laundry is your jurisdiction?
Actually,
is that correct?
Actually, it's not. Yeah, no.
It's not not mentioned in the oath.
No, it's not. And
nothing is.
Carrie, it was hers, but she was away that day. She had something going on with her kids. So I said, don't worry, Carrie, I'll cover you. So basically, I finish my day-to-day duties, which are, you know, responding to Danny Joe's text messages and fixing, yeah. folding his towels.
Well, yeah, because don't call you unless it's calling about being a butler, I believe.
Don't call me about that?
Well, the line in the oath.
Yes, you're absolutely right. It's nothing, we don't talk anything personal. It's just, I'm his butler. And basically, he barely knows anything about me, and that's the way it's supposed to be, you know?
So, is one of your jobs folding towels, but you said your job's not laundry?
No. I'm not cleaning. I'm not cleaning the towels and folding them. What I mean is that Danny Joe has a very specific, need for special, what do you call them?
You want some like a swan?
Exactly. Origami, yeah. Origami, thank you, origami towelettes. So every morning I'm basically doing special folds.
Mm-hmm. Mm, okay.
Yeah, I'm good at that too, like with the yarn.
You're very dexterous, it sounds.
I am, yeah. No, the best thing I can do is a python.
Oh, so a line.
No,
roll
no.
up the towel.
Yeah, I can do that with a balloon animal,
Hold
too.
Hold on.
I made a snake.
I can get the scales in there. I could get the details of the scales the back, the tongue.
Okay.
So don't come telling me what's
Is
easy.
It the tag?
I'm not going to give away my secrets here. I went to 3 years of butler school
it's
for that,
dead.
Okay? I'm not giving this away to anybody, you know?
And you found him at the bottom
Sorry,
of the chute.
Sorry, Tomothy, yes. So I said, I'm going to cover for you, Carrie, no problem. So I head downstairs, and there's about 6 floors in this house, right? So by the time I get to the bottom, I'm like, I need to sit down. Because if you do it all in one
you're
go.
You're sweaty, you're exhausted, yeah, you just need to lay down.
I was really tired, and it was a long day, right? So I just go sort of sit down beside the chute. And I'm sorry because this part just it's hard to relive. But basically I said to myself, you know, get yourself together, get this laundry done so that you can get home and watch your TV. And so I'm sitting there for a while and something just doesn't feel right, you know? Something sort of feels like just the energy's off, right? And so I go and I...
Power outage.
Exactly. Exactly. The lights were dim. Something was off. So I open up the chute and all I see are feet. Right? Just feet.
How many?
Well... At this time, it was just one. So, sorry, I should have said foot. I saw foot. And it had okay. half a sock on.
Right.
So I says to myself, is this a joke? You know, somebody else in housekeeping trying to pull my leg and, you know, Carrie had me come in here, all that kind of stuff. So I said, I start naming off names of the other housekeeping people, and I'm going, Jim, I'm going, Ken, I'm going, Sarah. I'm literally going through the list, right? Because I think one of them's going to pop up, but they don't. And that's when I pulled the laundry off and I saw the blood.
What we're going to do is take a quick break.
Okay.
When we come back, I want to hear more about the condition of the body. I want to hear more about Timothy O'Toole, maybe the business he was involved in, and who ultimately did this. We'll be right back. And we are back on Kill to Death. But you gotta listen. I'm still here with Steve.
Good memory. That was a good. I forgot what the tag was. And it's great. That's a winner.
You might email in this week and say we should.
I'll
keep
email
that one.
The official account and say that's the one we want. Which is just a good time to mention. Listeners, email in if you like that one too. I think it works.
Eric? Eric, how do you like that one?
Eric, also come to Comic-Con. This is our midsection plug. This is our mid-roll.
Yeah, this episode will be out long after we were at Comic-Con. It went great. Eric was there front row. We gave him a big high five.
We gave him a t-shirt.
We are also still here with Shania O'Brien.
Hi there. I'm still here.
Your accent is from all over.
Yeah, I have one of those mixed ones where, you know, like we said, I've been moving around. So it's kind of a mix, but it's, you know, I'm proud of it, you know.
You are a butler. You went to school for 3 years at Butterhouse College.
Yeah.
And then a year you took off. You didn't know if it was for you.
Yeah.
And you moved to London.
Mm-hmm.
It was during that time you tried like a few life things and then you decided life was not for you. And you moved back and decided to butthole.
You might want to retake that word.
Butthole? What does it sound like?
Sounds like something else.
Bottle.
Do you not
bottle.
Hear it? I heard it too.
You don't hear
no.
it? No. Oh, good. This is not, I'm not crazy. Bottle. How do you not know?
How do you not smack? It's...
Oh, butthole?
Yeah.
Do you mean butthole?
I do. It literally sounds identical.
That's what I heard too. I got
it. I decided
say.
To go back to butthole. I was like, don't call her town that.
You came back to butthole USA. Where you decided to take the oath with Timothy O'Toole.
No, the oath was with a different gentleman.
You're absolutely right. You took the oath with Danny Joseph. He claimed to be in the pool selling business. But you suspect there had to be something else because that's a lot of holes dug in a lot of places.
Exactly. That's exactly it, you know? And listen, when I say I suspect, I know there's something else going on here. So
okay.
Well, Danny Joe's wife and I got, you know, we got close enough that she, in a couple, you know, bottles of wine later, told me a little bit more of what was going on. So let's just say I know that those holes are being dug for more than just swimming, you know what I mean?
What did she say? Oh, crap. All right, that's the Skype song. No, I'm wrong. It's the Jeopardy theme this time. I'm going to click hello. Hello?
Oh, no need to say anything more. No need to say anything more. Nope. Let's just cool
it's
that.
It's an auctioneer.
Nope. Let's just cool that right now. Nip it in the bud. Nope. No more on that conversation. What can I do for you, sir?
Who are you?
I'm Danny Joseph. I'm the one you should be directing all future questions to. I'm the one who could actually help you with this?
And, that explains Shania's agape mouth.
Oh yes, Shania. Thank you for standing in for me momentarily, but I can take the reins from here. No worries whatsoever. Sir, what does this in regards to?
Absolutely, Danny Joe. If you need anything from me, I am here absolutely for you. For you. No,
yeah, we can see you in action. This is exciting for the listener.
She is the best. She's literally the best butler. I've had past butlers, and they were bad. I've had some butlers that were really bad. I mean, dropping trays. I mean, when they just straight up wouldn't answer the door sometimes.
Put mud on your shoes.
Sometimes they take my shoes and they go wear them to take the trash out. And then I go, these are my, I was going to go to a fancy dinner. And they go,
try and use them to like stomp the trash down in the can.
Well, sometimes they do it to try and track through the snow. They try and put footprints in the snow so they could later replicate it and step in the same footprints. And I'm like, now my shoes are soaking wet. These are indoor shoes. Anywho, I've had some bad butlers in my day, and you are literally the best. So yeah, anyway, I'll take a sweet tea.
Thank you, Danny Joe. I'll have a sweet tea sent over to you within 4 minutes. And what would you like in your tea?
So you're not
today?
The person who brings it?
No, well, no.
Well, Danny Joe is calling in. So.
Yeah, that's
oh,
right.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
That's right.
I can't be in four places at once, you know? I'm only a butler.
I'm at a dig site right now, so I'm calling in. But you can have one sent over. That's very easy. Just Uber Eats me one.
Absolutely, Danny.
You'll have it in 4 minutes.
You'll have it in 4 minutes.
And sorry.
They know. They know when they see the account.
You were asking what he wanted in his tea.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Go on.
Yeah, Danny Joe, I know you normally like half a stevia, but I'm just wondering, since you did specify sweet tea, if there was something else that you might have wanted in it tonight.
No, half is good. I think that if I go full stevia, I might just lose my mind. If I have it after 2 p.m., a full stevia, sometimes I get a little manic. So I think I'm
bouncing off the walls.
I think I'd be running sideways, flipping off the walls. So yeah, let's go half stevia. I think that's good.
Absolutely, no problem.
Just put that in the special instructions. They'll know. They'll know what to do.
Absolutely, it'll be there in about 3 minutes.
Yeah, if you put in half stevia, they'll know what to do.
They know me. They'll know what to do. Just say it's for me. They'll know. They'll know.
Now, Danny Joe, you called in and you said, no, enough of that, when we were talking about your pool selling business.
Oh, I just think that had nothing to do with the case. And my assistant here on DigSat, Todd, he told me that the line of questioning, to be honest, just taking a little sideways turn. And so he said,
so
maybe
Todd
you should
was
hop
listening
on.
In?
Yeah, I thought I should have someone else just in the background. Not that I don't trust you. I think you were doing a fantastic job. I think you were clearing this whole murder thing up. I think you were doing a stupendous job, to be honest with you. But I just thought maybe I'll hop on, maybe clear it up instead, and we could just, you know, brush a few things aside that don't need to be talked about and move on to the important business, this kind of thing. So with regards to my pool, we don't need to talk about them. They're pools. What else do you need to know? Fill them with water. You won't buy one? Because that's the only reason we'd be talking about pools.
Danny, you got 30 seconds. Sell me a pool.
Oh, my God. All right, here we go. You just got me in my element, friend. Watch out, because I just sat in the driver's seat, and I'm buckling in. Ready for this? Sir, how dry are you right now?
100%.
Oh, we could change that so quick. When you get one of Danny Joe's pools, you choose not only the shape, and you choose not only the size, but you choose exactly what fixtures are positioned at what point around the perimeter of your pool.
Yes,
for maximum
standard
wetness. Okay. Well, normally people don't interrupt me when they said I have 30 seconds.
Sorry.
And they came in about halfway through my 30 seconds.
Go
now
ahead.
I got to start from the beginning.
Okay.
Sir, how wet are you?
100%.
You're 100% wet. All right, well, you don't need any pool there.
0%.
If you're 100% soft and wet. Yeah, I went with a different tactic. I went with the reverse tactic, which is that you're not wet enough, and I can get you in a pool right now.
Sorry, now we got to start you again.
No. I don't want to take up your whole time selling you pool, unless you're serious about buying a pool, in which case we can talk after the show.
Okay.
Are you serious about buying a pool?
I'm moving soon.
Okay. Will you send me a photo of your backyard, and I'll tell you how fast I can dig a hole in it. And the answer is always going to be quick.
Wait, and I'll send you a photo of my backyard and you'll tell me how fast you can dig the hole.
Yeah, the answer is always going to be quick.
And you know,
it doesn't matter what photo they send me.
Let me tell you that the shapes of Danny Joe's pools are... sorry, Danny Joe, do I have permission to speak right now?
Absolutely. You know the shapes of these pools better than anyone. You've seen half of them go in.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to say, was the shapes of these pools are really what make them so unique. And, I mean, there's just nobody else doing these shapes, so... You should look into
what are the shapes?
You tell me some of your favorite shapes.
Well, I mean, it goes from anything. Like, you can get the shape of your favorite person's head, you know? So you can do real customs, different animal shapes. You can pick certain constellations that maybe really speak to you. And
so that's just a bunch of tiny pools.
Exactly. Yes, a bunch of small pools with little lines that you can sort of just...
They're like little channels. You can swim in channels, between them and then settle into the next pool.
Really quite small.
Yeah, yeah.
Or there's one big pool at the bottom, and then they're kind of a little hook there. A lot of people like to get the Big Dipper shape.
Absolutely. That's a real popular one. And for good reason, it's super fun to jump into the Big Dipper, you know, take a dip in it.
It is.
Yeah.
Oh,
thank
sure.
you for saying that.
Yeah.
Thank you for saying that.
You know, I just...
Who didn't want to swim amongst the stars?
Yeah, you find that's a funny one.
Shoot for the moon, you'll swim amongst the stars. That's what I say.
That's one of the slogans on the commercial.
It's on the side of my...
Yeah.
That's right.
One of the slogans.
One of them.
It depends what shape they're buying.
How many slogans do you got, Danny?
I have 8 different ads. They run on different channels. I've done the math on this. Mm-hmm. On where they should be running, who the target demos are, and when they play.
Yeah.
If it's during the NBA, I advertise specifically during Golden State Warriors game, and I go, "Listen up, Splash Bros. Mm-hmm. Why don't you hop into a pool right here?" And then that's when I try to sell them the shape of a basketball pool,
yeah.
which is one of the
Well, no, you advertise during Warriors games because of Jordan Poole.
You, my friend, are a genius. I gotta get this man on the phone. Can you make a note of that, please, Shana? We need to set up a time to call Jordan.
Hang on, I do have a question for you. Is that not a lot of pools to be digging?
Are you suggesting I make too much money?
That's a lot of holes to be digging.
Oh well, I suppose that could be suspicious. But just wait until they get filled with water and become pools. And at which point, I believe your suspicions will be alleviated, and you can now see that everyone just has a pool in their backyard. And what is suspicious about having a nice, tasty pool on a hot summer day?
Tasty.
Well, yeah, you open your mouth the wrong way when you're jumping in. You're getting a fistful.
Shania, can I have a sidebar with you?
Yeah.
Okay, sure. I'm going to put you on mute.
Sure.
Wait, what?
So does that mean...
Shania's on mute, then Shania can't...
No, sorry. All right. No. Guys, I'm going to put myself on the can't hear mode.
Okay. So, to be clear...
He took off his headphones.
Danny Joe cannot hear us right now. Is that clear?
Yes.
Okay, good. Yeah. Oh, man, I am shaking in my boots over here. I am shaking. I didn't know he was going to call in here. Never mind, listen.
Yeah, it sounds like he's got little assistants, this Todd. He's got people listening in.
Oh, I know Todd.
Monitoring.
Todd.
I know
dig
Todd.
Dig that hole bigger.
Jeez, man. I'm going to lose my job over this.
No, you've been playing it cool so far.
Okay. You promise? I mean, I'm trying to keep a...
I promise. I don't want to put you in an uncomfortable spot. But...
Right.
Let's hop back in.
Okay.
Here, I'm going to turn back on his hear mode.
Okay.
Oh, someone just put my headphones on. Who the hell did that? Where'd you come from?
Hi, Danny Joe. We
scurried
were just...
away.
Danny, I was drinking with your wife.
Now, what the hell?
it wasn't anyone else. It was me. Me and her shared a bottle of wine.
And when was
this? She told me a few this was quick.
This was back in May. Back in May.
Back in May.
Back in May.
All right.
It was Becca May, your wife.
Becca May. Yeah, Becca May. She was drinking her.
I know who my wife is.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
And she told me some facts about your business that I want to get into.
Well, she knows a lot about my business. She's very supportive. She got business of her own. Is that why you sitting down with her? She sells Tupperware.
Yeah, I was buying some
Tupperware.
Is that
why you were sitting down? Okay, I'll believe that.
I told her she had 30 seconds.
Yeah, and she's a better salesman than I, man. You should see her in action.
She said, how many leftovers you got on you?
That's right. Oh, you did sit down with her. Okay.
I had about 10%.
Leftover, just mashed potatoes in your pocket? What was that about?
Yeah, I didn't have Tupperware.
Oh, yeah. Well, supply and demand. There you go.
She told me there's monies under the pools.
What the hell? Why would she say that? What did she say specifically?
Well, quick! I mean, based on what you told me about your time drinking wine with her, that she very specifically said, listen to me. I need to get something off my chest, and don't you ever repeat this to anyone ever, but there are monies under the pools. There are monies, and there are other things of worth under every pool. You better believe it. Don't you ever repeat this. Now pour me another glass.
Yeah, you can't release
that
this
episode. That is what she said.
That's exactly
now, you can't release this episode, all right? Sir?
Okay, that'll affect in no one's life. No worries.
You got to promise me you can't release this episode. Now, I want to know. Here's the thing. You're the best butler I've ever had.
Thank you, sir.
And I don't want to have to fire you. I don't want to have to let you go. But you, unfortunately, at this point, know too much.
No.
To know that there's monies. To know that there's important things under there, buried under pools. That's too much things to know.
Danny Joe, if I may, being a butler is my dream. Okay? And I have given my life to this. I have put everything I am into this, sir. Now, you cannot fire me over the monies under the pools. Okay? Because I don't care. At the end of the day, I don't. I just want a butler. You know, and I just want a butler for you, Danny Joe. So all I'm asking is to please spare my job. Please, Danny Joe.
Oh, my sweet tea's arrived.
Longer than 4 minutes.
Well, I believe you. I believe you, and I think you showed your true loyalty here today. I think there's a lot of other people, a lot of certain shoe-wearing butlers out there who maybe they turned against me over the years. Maybe they also found out things. Maybe every damn butler I've ever had has learned secrets that they shouldn't have learned, and it's been a problem. But with you, it feels different. Feels like you ain't going to tell anyone. Feels like you will be loyal. And I suppose I should be saying that I also did kill Tom Matteo too. Was that helpful to say that?
Oh, wow.
Of you maybe having a good sleep tonight, sir, is that your prerogative is finding that out as well?
Yeah, that's great. I just wanted, I'm always going into an episode trying to end it as quick as possible.
All right, great. Okay, so let me just give you that information so you have that.
Perfect.
Yeah, I did that mostly because he refused to let me continue burying monies under his pools. He was in on the scheme for a long time.
You were the one who wanted to bury monies under his pools.
Well, yeah, it's money laundering is what it is, okay. In a way, which is why I had him killed in the laundry chute. No, it's actually very clever. It's actually super clever that I did that. A lot of detectives would have pieced that together.
Do you know how money laundering works?
Yeah, I told you. You buried it deep in the ground under a pool. And then he comes back the next month. He buys a new one. And then you dig a new hole. And in that one, you fill it with money. And not just money, but rubies. It's being laundered.
You're burying your own money under pools.
That's how you make money. You got to bury money to make money, man. That is how you launder it. So I don't know what y'all talking about.
I think you might be extremely in debt.
That is not important. Someone else does my finances. The point is, this is a scheme of mine, and when it comes out that it's happening, some people have to get off, all right? And I'm sorry that it happened to Tom Within. I'm sorry it happened to some previous butlers, but you are safe because you're special.
And you know what, Danny Joe, I just want to say personally thank you, and I want to remind you, I did take an oath, so you better believe I don't.
Yeah, what is that oath again?
That oath is, I will butler till the day I die. I butler now, I butler then. Every day we butler when. We stand up for the ones we love. We butler till the end days come. And, you know, I'm going to butler for you. And you know what, Danny Joe? I don't give a rat's ass what happened to Tomothy. As far as I'm concerned, his pools can run dry. I don't care. My loyalty lies with you.
Mm-hmm. This is what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I would like to promote you. That's what I'd like to do.
What is the next step?
That's a good question. I didn't figure that out yet, but I know I want to promote
different,
you.
It's just different belts. Each butler has a different color belt and different color bow tie. So right now I'm on orange, but I guess this means I move up to brown, which is pretty high.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I want to get you a brown bow tie.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
I think that look just absolutely splendid. And I also think that you deserve it.
I've never felt more fulfilled in my entire life. I just had to say that out loud. And I want to use this as an opportunity to tell anybody out there who has a dream to go out there and follow it hard.
Stop dating. Become a butler.
Exactly. Follow it. Follow that heart of yours all the way to Butter College and beyond.
And that wraps up another successful episode of Kill to Death. It was Danny Joe, but we don't really care. I want to thank Zach Aaron for our theme song, Brady Schumer for our art. If you like a tagline at any point, or honestly anything about our show, if you like anything about us, please email it to us.
Now, as a salesman, let me just tell you, you're coming off desperate when you say that.
Please just email us anything you
no,
like about
don't
us.
No, don't be saying that. You got to say, we barely check this thing. You'll be lucky if we see your stupid email.
True for one of us.
Well, that is, yeah, that's true. One of the two hosts does not check the email ever. And I know that. All right, I'm going to sign off because this hole, they just dug it too big while I've been on here.
Sorry,
so.
No, hang on. That email address is killtodeathpodcast@gmail.com. Now you can sign off.
All right, now I'm going to go. The hole's getting too big. I'll see you back at home, Shayna. You are a treasure and a light and the best employee I've ever had, and I literally consider you a friend.
Thank you so much, sir. I consider you
keep making
a
those
father.
Pylon towels. Did you say consider me your father?
I consider you like a dad to me. I've never said that before, but I do.
Yeah, that's incredible. Yeah, she make these little python towels. They're really good. The tongue is like it's with the name tag or the. Oh, I forgot what the tag. Whatever. All right,
bye.
I gotta go.
And if you want to have a guess online, you can follow us on Instagram, Killed to Death Podcast, or Twitter, K2D Pod. That's all I have to plug. Shania, congrats on your big promotion to Brown Tie. Is there anything you'd like people to check out?
I mean, absolutely. You can head and look up the subreddit of Butler on Reddit. I'm just kidding. That's just for butlers. But you can
private
go,
community.
You can go to Instagram, and there's this really cute dog. She's an English bulldog, and her thing is when life gives you Lola, because her name's Lola. So you can follow that.
Is that all one word?
And then you can follow. It's all one word, but here's the trick. It's got periods between each word.
Okay.
Just to make it, you know.
Tough
when
to find.
Harder.
Life.
Harder to find.
Gives you Lola.
Yeah, no, it's kind of like when life gives you lemons, but instead they gave you Lola, you know?
Sure. And oh, sorry, yeah. I interrupted it.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you can also follow Lola's owner, and that one is LoJack. Nice and simple. LoJacq.
LoJack.
Go on and follow her. She's private. She might not accept you, but give it a shot.
Roll the dice.
Yeah, I don't know if we've ever had someone plug a private Instagram, but that is fun. See if, listeners, see if you can make the cut.
Give it a shot. Shoot your shot. Oh, man.
And I want to say to all our listeners out there, keep your stick on the ice. Red, green.
Killed to Death is produced and recorded by Steve Cook and Griffin Toplitsky and is a proud part of the Sonar Network. Music by Zach Aaron. Art by Brady Schumer. Special thanks to Mike Mangiardi, Katie Lohr, and Tom Shank. Please follow and like Killed to Death wherever you can so the boys know how to value their worth as human beings.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network.